Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that's the Most High, the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh by saying, Hallelujah. It is a pleasure today to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. On behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, we welcome you to this broadcast. My people today, we have a power-packed broadcast. And guess what we're speaking of today? Something that is the first thing that you must do for the Creator of heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is. For it is the beginning. And I'll tell you what is the beginning of. But today, we're going to be speaking of the fear of Yahweh. The fear of the Most High. But before we get into this great, great subject, we're going to have a great song of praise to the mighty Yahweh by Brother Eliah Yisrael, Yah's Eyes. Praise Yah.
But you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lies. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lies. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes are in every place. Yahweh's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole world. There is nothing unseen from the King of Kings, He who made all things. Let us glorify His glorious and fearful name. By acknowledging this Sabbath day with joyfulness, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fearing Yahweh and keeping His commandments is all that matters. And I know that whatsoever Elohim do with it shall be forever. The entire earth shall tremble with terror by His presence. He that made the eyes, shall He not see? He that made the ears, shall He not hear? Yahweh's judgment is near. He will plead with us face to face. I trust in Your infinite wisdom. Yahweh, show us grace because we love You. There is no Elohim beside You, You know not in it. The idols that my people put their trust in ain't worth a penny. But You, Yahweh, are the King. You, Yahweh, are the Judge. You, Yahweh, are the Lawgiver. You, Yahweh, will save us.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lies. Cause your eyes are in every place. Cause your eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good, keep your tongue from lies, cause your eyes are in every place. cause Yah's eyes are in that place.
We'll put every work into judgment, whether it's good or evil. He who born you from the womb, who then will you make equal unto Yah? The idols are silver and gold. My people walking in darkness from all the lies that were told. Staying true to the scriptures, it ain't no need to do wrong. Giving glory to Yah cause he made it all on his own. And with his right on me divided, the ways of the sea. Trust in Yah and be established, fear him and then cleave unto his laws and be strong. Yeah, one thing that I know is if a man don't stand for something, then he gon' fall in the hole. There's only one way to go. Elohim is my hope. My folks afflicted, addicted, zoned out and strong on that dope called idolatry. Christianity, all the myths. Choose the good and be blessed, but we chose wickedness. Thus we be cursed cause we refuse to follow Yah's rules. Beware cause Yah's eyes are watching your every move.
You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good. Keep your tongue from lying cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. You can run, but you cannot hide. Set your heart to do good, keep your tongue from lying. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place. Cause Yah's eyes are in every place.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh for his word, his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. As I mentioned today, we're speaking of the fear of Yahweh. My people, this is one of the most important laws that the true and living Elohim ever gave us, to the extent that if you don't understand the importance of the fear of the Creator, you will not be able to have salvation. You will not be able to deal with your enemies. You will not be able to prosper in this earth, because the fear of Elohim is everything to us. For instance, let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and see what the true and living Elohim has to say concerning the fear of Elohim. Very important. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, we're going to read one of the most important verses in our life. And when I say our, I'm speaking to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. You are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim. You are the bloodline descendants of three black men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Your God is the one who delivered Noah from the flood. It is you that Yahweh is speaking to in this book, but the whole world better do what I'm about to read, because this is addressed to all flesh. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse, it reads, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man." Hallelujah. This is the whole duty of mankind. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment. Everything that we do is being brought into judgment by the Creator, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So, the fear of Elohim is the reason why we as Yah's people are in the conditions that we're in today. This is the reason, because as a nation, we have lost the fear of Elohim. And the Almighty know that he had to instill this in us, because we weren't going to keep his commandments. And we still, out of everything that he did, all the plagues he put upon the Egyptians, all the signs and wonders that he used in Egypt, all the things that he did even before we became a nation, it still did not install the proper fear and reverence and respect that we supposed to have for the Most High. And the Almighty gave us this commandment because this is how we would fall in line. He knowed if he didn't put judgments on us and if he didn't punish us and gave us this level of fear, that we would just do anything. And mankind would do just anything because there would be no rules. Just think if it wasn't no street lights. Just think if it wasn't any stop signs. The people would be in total confusion. They would be out of order. Nobody would stop properly because they wouldn't even know at all if it's their turn to move at a street light. So in other words, the bottom line is we have to have laws. We have to have rules. But guess what we did? We wind up fearing the wrong people. We wind up fearing the wrong God. And now everything and choice that our people have made in their life has been affected by who they fear. And I want to prove my point. First of all, let's go to what the true and living Elohim wanted us to know, even concerning the things that we supposed to know in wisdom. In Proverbs, the first chapter. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs, chapter 1. And see what Yahweh has to say concerning the fear of Elohim. Proverbs, the first chapter, look what it says in verse 7. And it's so important that we see this, because the true and the living Elohim wanted us to understand all the things that he said, so we wouldn't make any mistakes, so we wouldn't err, so we wouldn't sin against him, and therefore, we wouldn't have to worry about any punishment. But because we don't have the proper fear of Elohim in us, that's why you would go to church on Sunday. That's why you would worship at the Muslim mosque on the sixth day. That's why our people would do anything. Even some of our people have become atheists because they don't even know the fear of Elohim. This is the whole duty of man. This is what he created us for, is to fear him and keep his commandments. Proverbs 1, verse 7, this is what it reads. It says, "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be as ornaments of grace unto your head, and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." So in other words, the fear of Yahweh is the very beginning. Because if we don't, we must understand we're going to bite the bullet. We're going to pay the price. Because Yahweh is going to do every single thing that he prophesied that he was going to do to us. For instance, he warned us all through his words. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Let's go there. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. And must I say, as we go to Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, you have to know that your enemies knew that in order to control the slaves, they had to instill fear in their hearts. See, so we've received the wrong fear. That's why many of our people can't hear what I'm saying, and they can't hear what some of you all are saying, that when you go to your people and you let them know that we're supposed to be worshiping Yahweh, it is because the fear of men is what our people go for, the fear of men, not the fear of the Almighty. So in other words, and I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to prove it point blank from the words of Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 10, this is what Yahweh said. He said in the 12th verse, and this is why we read this every Sabbath day at the house of Israel of Atlanta. It says, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee?" That these are his requirements. Now, if something is required, that means it is something that you're definitely supposed to do. And who is the owner of the whole earth? Is not Yahweh? What earthly good are we if we don't keep his commandments? Yahweh said, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee but to fear Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Hallelujah. Now, what was the first thing he got on the list? These are his requirements. This is the requirements of life if you want it. And if you want to live forever, these are the things that is required of us. Yahweh said in the 12th verse of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee?" And then you see, the first thing on the list, but to fear Yahweh thy Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve him with all your heart and soul, and then he said to keep his commandments and his statutes. So in other words, the fear of Elohim, don't you know, my people, it is the beginning of wisdom. Let's go to Psalms, the 111th chapter, and see furthermore what the true and living Elohim has to say concerning the fear of Elohim. And as I said earlier, the white man knew that if he could instill fear in you and our ancestors, don't you know he could win you over? He know you're going to do what he say? And most of our people aren't even going to listen to you when you tell them about Yahweh and his laws, and that they are the true people of Yahweh, and that Yahweh is the only true Elohim, and beside him there's none else. You try to tell them that, the first thing they say, "Well, let me show you what Paul said." Let me show you what Paul said. Who in the is Paul? You got to ask yourself this question. But Yahweh actually prophesied that our people would proclaim that, let me go to Paul's words rather than his. And we're going to show you. But let's go to Psalms, the 111th chapter, and let's look at the 10th verse. This is what it states. It says, "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Hallelujah. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. That's the very beginning. In other words, you'll keep the commandments. You will more than likely keep the commandments when you know to fear Elohim and reverence him for who he is and what he stands for, and that he owns the earth. It belongs to him. We're living in his house. This is his house. The whole earth belongs to him. He has a nation of people that he chose to be special above all people on earth. And what makes us special is we have to keep his commandments. And the fear of Elohim, that is the beginning of wisdom and a good understanding. It didn't say, and some understanding. But you notice in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praise endured forever. That's why when you go on a new job or you have a new business, because we got to learn to transform from jobs to business, we got to learn to get from under the persons that have been oppressing us. We're going to have to learn to start beginning to opening our own businesses and dealing with one another. We're going to have to learn this because it's a matter of life and death. And some of us already know that one day they could walk up to you on these jobs and tell you and give you a pink slip and let you know there's no more work. So the wise, even a hint, is sufficient. So in other words, you and I and all of us should always be preparing to be and to make it on our own, because this is the way of Yahweh. Yahweh said that in the last days, his people would not stay upon those that smote them. That means they would learn not to depend on the very people who have held them back, who truly don't want to see you prosper, because if you prosper, they go down. Why do you think, sad to say, because I was born and raised in Mississippi. Yes, I was born and raised in Laurel, Mississippi. That's the city. And why do you think that Mississippi is in the condition that it's in today? Matter of fact, it is always, in almost every category, known as probably the worst state in the United States, no matter what category you go by, because the people that run Mississippi, the heathen, they can't prosper as long as they got their foot on our necks. See, and you think about it. If you're so busy trying to hold somebody down and back, you can't move. You know, it's like you pressing on a suitcase that can't close because it got so many clothes in it. And you press down on the suitcase to try your best to hold it down and press it down so you can close it. Well, that's what the heathen is doing in Mississippi. He's so busy pressing down our people that he can't move. Do you understand? So in other words, the heathen, he believes in his mind that his fear is superior to the fear of Yahweh. And that's why he'll hold you back if you let him. But Yahweh is trying to open your mind. He's trying to free your mind. Because Yahweh is telling you the fear of Yahweh, that's the beginning. If you learn to fear him, that's the very beginning. Then you wouldn't mind keeping his commandments. You wouldn't mind falling in love with him because his love is pure. His love is true. His love is enduring to all those that fear him and keep his commandments. He loves Israel. He hates killing us. Did you hear what I said? Yahweh says he don't have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, and the wicked is those that forsake his laws. Furthermore, we realize that our enemies, that was their number one thing when they brought the slaves to this nation, our ancestors. What did they do? Many of you all are familiar with a letter called the Willie Lynch letters. Some people say it's a fable. It really was a black man who wrote the Willie Lynch letters. And that may be true. But guess what? You have to understand, whoever wrote it, it worked. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was a plan of the slave masters. No matter who wrote the Willie Lynch letters, you have to understand it becomes to be one of the most successful plans in the world because it has pitted us against one another. And even in the beginning of this book, it lets you know that according to the version of the Bible that we cherish, this is the words of this book. The version of the Bible that we cherish. Well, I know why they cherish it, because in the New Testament is the version that they cherish. This book teaches the slaves to fear them. So I can see why this was a top seller. I can see why they made sure that the slaves on Sunday morning was engulfed with a whole lot of teachings of Christ. And why would our enemies teach us about a God that would save us, that would deliver us, that's going to bring us out of this hole that we're in, and that would have brought our people deliverance in the midst of slavery? And they trying to keep you their slave. Oh, no. They would give you a false God that many of our people have accepted. You know, the false gods. Because, my people, you have to understand all of them false. For instance, go to Psalms. Go to Psalms, the 115th chapter. Psalms 115. And we're going to open our phone lines up at exactly 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put you on the air. Your question or your comment. Psalms, the 115th chapter, starting at the first verse. This is what it reads. Not unto us, O Yahweh, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. For thy mercy and for thy truth's sake, wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their Elohim? But our Elohim is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he pleaseth. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. They have ears or eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats. They that make them are just like them, and so is everyone that put their trust in them. Hallelujah. You know, Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. I see why they gave us the wood gods. I can understand why they gave us A-L-L-A-H, Uncle Al. I could see why they gave us all the gods of the nations, because they knew that they were worth nothing. They got eyes and can't see, because they sure couldn't see our people in New Orleans during Katrina. They sure didn't see us naked on the slave ships with defecation, menstruation, and all the other relations that was going on them ships. All the things that they had done to us as slaves, our ancestors. I noticed that none of these religions came to the forefront and said enough. So you have to understand, my people, this country has prospered because of the slave on the backs of our people. They have prospered to this day because we haven't feared Yahweh and began to return to him. So they gave us their gods. And in the New Testament, yes, We got to go there. You would be amazed at the things that is in this book. For instance, go to 1 Peter, the second chapter of the New Testament of the Bible, and let's see, is slavery in this book? And I remember when I was a little boy, I remember they gave us these little green Bibles. Do you all remember that? And the green Bibles had the New Testament, and it had some Psalms and Proverbs. And, of course, they knew we wouldn't understand the true meaning of the Psalms and the Proverbs, so they put it in there. And they told us that, oh, these were just inspirational prayers. That's what they are. There's prayers of inspiration. When, in fact, if you read these great prayers, you read prayers where our fathers was praying that Yahweh would deliver them from their enemies. So in 1 Peter, the second chapter, let's look at the 18th verse. This is what it reads. It says, servants, be obedient or subject unto your masters with all fear. In most Bibles, it'll just come out and say slaves. But right here, you're reading where it clearly says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Because they knew they had to instill fear in the heart of the slaves. That's how they were going to get the slaves to obey them, to do whatever they say. They had to instill fear, and boy, did they do it. Do you know and remember, my people? And for any young person that may not know, you should know that they, if they caught you reading or writing, they would cut your hands off. They would pluck your eyes out. They would chop your feet off for trying to read and write. And my goodness, if you tried to run away from the plantation, that was it. They would whoop the slaves so bad that the slaves would have whips on their back to where they can't stand to even wear a shirt to cling to their backs because of the whippings that they did. That's where the term cracker come from, the crack of the whip. They used that to instill fear. Furthermore, these people would even open up the womb of a pregnant woman, one of our foremothers, and just split the baby open, no matter how many months she was, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, carrying the baby. It didn't make no difference. He would cut her stomach open and pull the baby out and just cut the cord and wouldn't give a damn. But he would do it just to instill fear in the slaves. And it's amazing that our people are still using this book to say that they're receiving salvation every Sunday morning. Not Sabbath day, but every first day morning. Every Sunday morning, they believe that they're getting deliverance. They believe they're doing the right thing and get dressed up for it at that. When in fact, all you're doing is strengthening the hands of the wicked. The Creator said, that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And right now you're reading in the New Testament, in 1 Peter, the second chapter, the 18th verse, the first word that is used is servants, which translates into slaves. Some Bibles, they actually just say, slaves, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward Elohim or G-O-D endure grief, suffering wrongfully. This is thankworthy. Thankworthy means this is commendable. That person should be commended if a person suffers wrongfully. For what glory is it if you be buffeted for your faults? You take it patiently. Buffet it means to be punched, to be slapped, to be kicked, and harshly treated. Look the word up. This is the book that some of our brothers and sisters who claim they know Yahweh, who claim that they know they are Hebrew Israelite, and would still carry this book around with them and say that, well, Yahshua delivered us from our sins. Well, I want to know what you got to say about this. So if any of you all that believe in the New Testament, any of my brothers and sisters that believe in this book, that this is a righteous book, a book that, first of all, Yahweh don't speak in, I want you to call this number and let's have a dialogue. Let's have a dialogue. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We'll put you on the air. We'll put your question on the air, your comment. We want to hear from you all. If you're saying that this is truly thankworthy when our ancestors was beaten and punched and slapped and stabbed and kicked and mauled and tarred and severed, call that number. It says, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable to G-O-D. Well, it might be acceptable to G-O-D, but it darn sure ain't acceptable to the Almighty. This ain't his book. These aren't his words. These are Peter's words. Yahweh don't speak in this book. For even here too were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that you should follow his steps. So just like Christ was beaten and put thorns on his head and bloodied up, he suffered for us, leaving an example that we should follow right behind him and take it patiently. When they get ready to beat you, when they get ready to bloody you up, we should take it patiently. This is the God that our ancestors was taught to fear, to worship, to pray to bow down to. And you think about it. What good has it done? It has led us to the slaughter. Many of our people are dead in the grave right now, trusting in the false God of our own enemies. And Yahweh warned us. He warned us. Go to 2 Chronicles. Or excuse me. Go to 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, and see the warning of Yahweh. 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, the true and living Elohim is going to let us know just how he feels and what he wants you and me to do and what our ancestors didn't do, and we need to stop making the same mistakes. This is what, in the annals of history, happened to us. And, of course, when we didn't want to do right, Yahweh kicked us out. For instance, 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, this is what it reads in verse 16. It says, or may I start at the 14th verse. It says, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in Yahweh the Elohim. And our people, I know some of them, oh yeah, I love God. I love him. But the truth is, you truly don't believe in the God that delivered Noah from the flood, that delivered Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the fiery furnace, that delivered Daniel from the lion's den, that brought our fathers out of Egypt and drowned the Egyptian army and plagued the Egyptians themselves and brought our firstborn out. You don't believe, you can't believe in him when you would serve the gods of people who hung our people. The same God they taught us all the way back that was going to deliver us and redeem us from the curse of the law. Do you understand, my people? Do you know they had the nerve to tell us that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law? Do you understand? Let's go further. It says, and they rejected his statutes and his covenants that he made with their fathers and his testimonies which he testified against them, and they followed vanity and became vain and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them. But we have a historical tendency to be like all the nations. That's something really terrible about us. We have a tendency to be like all the other nations. And in the 16th verse of 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, they left all the commandments of Yahweh the Elohim. Did you hear what it said? They left all the commandments. Well, guess what? I truly know now there's nothing new under the sun. Most of our people have truly left, and not just keeping one or two and saying, well, I'm keeping the commandments. I'm keeping at least two. I'm keeping at least one. Man, just like it says, most of our people have left all the commandments. All of them. They don't keep them. They'll tell you we don't even have to keep the law. And made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worship all the host of heaven and serve B-A-A-L. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. Could you believe that some of our people actually began to allow their children to burn in fire to save them from their sins? My people, this is an old practice. Don't you know that's why the white man beat Christianity in our ancestors, and that DNA is still real? It's still in the blood systems of our people. So therefore, they can't leave these gods. Don't you know this is why we were kicked out? For it says in the 18th verse, therefore Yahweh was angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah kept not the commandments of Yahweh the Elohim, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel. This is your history. He rejected all of us and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. That's what he did. He threw us out the land, my people. That's how we ain't in Israel today. He kicked us out. He kicked our ancestors out. They took sanctuary with the African nations when he kicked us out. That's why some of you all believe you're Africans. And then what do? When we left Africa, we wind up taking sanctuary with Indians. That's why some of you all believe, oh, I got some Choctaw in me. And you do. Because we went into Indian nations. We have a tendency to do that. We went into the nations and then married to people that Yahweh warned us never to do. Because Yahweh said we are a holy people unto Yahweh. Yahweh has made us to be a special people unto himself above all people on the face of this earth. And by the way, when they start giving the reparations to the Indians, why do you think they got gambling casinos in Mississippi? Why do you think they got gambling casinos in various other places throughout the states of the United States? They began to pay them money. Even Barack Obama promised billions of dollars to the Indian community in his term as president, specifically to the Indians. Where is the money specifically to the so-called African Americans. When he get ready to say, I help everybody through helping America. Through helping America, I help you. But he specifically gave money to the Indian community. Yahweh said he kicked us all out. And then he said he began to bring other people in. But I got to go to show you this. This is the essence of what I'm speaking of, my people. He said in verse 29, howbeit, every nation made gods of their own. When he kicked us out, they brought other people in. And the reason why is because our people, they took a priest of one of our own brethren and made him teach them how to survive in the land. For instance, this is what the kings of Assyria that took over our country, and even unto this day, various nations still dwell in our country, Israel. That's our land. The 27th verse says, then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, carry thither one of the priests whom you brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land, of the Elohim of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear Yahweh. Can you believe that? Can you believe they used one of our black brothers to teach them how to fear Yahweh, when in fact he kicked us out because we didn't fear him? See, we got a tendency as Uncle Tom's to want to teach people and tell them all your secrets. Don't you know they use the inventions and the brains of a black man and woman for most every invention that people prosper, make big money now from to this day, and they put their names on it? It says, howbeit, every nation, in the 29th verse of 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, every nation made gods of their own and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made a false god, and the men of Cuth made a false god, and the men of Hamath made a false god. And of course, I don't call out the names of other gods, neither do I let it be heard out of my mouth, because of the great commandment in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 13th verse. And these, did you see what it says? The men of Babylon made a false god, and the men of Cuth made a god, and the men of Hamath made their god, and the Avites made two gods, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in fire to their gods. So they feared Yahweh and made themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared Yahweh and served their own gods. Yeah, you can do that. Yahweh commands you don't. But guess what? You could choose to do that. And many of you all have chose this. Many of you all have chose this. And you don't know it. That's why before you could even stop your prayers, you say, I'm praying to you, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahshua, in the name of Christ. And all you're doing, it's just what our ancestors did and doing what your enemies did. They feared Yahweh and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day, that's what Yahweh telling you. He's telling you after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Well, in other words, he talking about us, Judah and Israel. They were doing the same thing we did. Unto this day, they do after the former manners. They fear not Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes. Because he's letting you know that's not the true fear of Elohim. How you going to fear Yahweh and serve another God? How are you going to have two masters in the same household? You're going to either love one, hate the other, or hate one and love the other. But you can't have two masters. Do you understand? It says, unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and commandment which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. And I noticed they found it quite necessary to change our names on the plantations. All the slaves had something in common. They all had names that were Hebrew names. They had Israelite names with whom Yahweh had made a covenant and charged them, saying, this is what Yah said to our ancestors, you shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But Yahweh, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you worship, and to him shall you do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do evermore, and you shall not fear other gods. How many times has he got to tell us? And the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, neither, here come again, shall you fear other gods. But Yahweh, your Elohim, you shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hands of your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken, but they did after the former manner. So these nations feared Yahweh and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. Yah knows us. He said we still doing this. So do we unto this very day. Our people serve, call themselves worshiping Yahweh and another God at the same time. Now, my people, you're committing the greatest sin in Holy Scriptures. It's called idolatry. Yahweh is jealous. He said, don't never have another God before him, nor beside him, because he said there ain't no Elohim beside him. So how you going to worship two? How you going to honor Yahweh and Yahshua or Christ? Call him what you want. But first, let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, as we're going to be opening our phone lines up in approximately 5 minutes. Isaiah, the 29th chapter, let's see what our true and living Elohim had to say concerning the mind of our people. This is what Yah said in the 13th verse. Wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Ooh, that's the truth. Hallelujah. That ain't nothing but the truth. Think about it. Think about this. It says, Yah said, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. So in other words, our people believe that they are reverencing and fearing the Creator by obeying the words of a man. Oh, yes. And you might not realize it. That's why many of you all believe in the words of Paul. To the extent that you would say, if we told you that we should fear Elohim and keep his commandments, and that you die for your own sin, they would tell you, well, oh, no, wait a minute. Let me show you what Paul said. That's the mentality of our people. They would show you what Paul said rather than what that said Yahweh. And like I said, I ask any of my people to call, no matter if it don't make no difference, if you are a New Testament believer, you can call us, give your comments or questions at 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We'll put you on the air in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, think about it. My people, what other source that our people trust in? And I'm talking about, but not only trust in them, just like the lying preachers in their lies and deceit. They trust in doctors. Our people trust in the doctor, the physicians. Oh, yes, they trust in him. Don't you know, my people? Yahweh has said if we return to him, he'll return to us. And there are natural things that Yahweh put in the earth. Oh, yes, still, even though this earth is polluted, make no mistake about it, and it is polluted more so of the natural minerals that he put in the earth. Now, minerals give you nutrition. I remember back in the day when people planted gardens, they used to burn wood. Do you know how many minerals is in the wood? Do you know how many minerals we lose when you sweat? Do you know the effects of not having the proper essential minerals in your body and what it could do? It causes your immune system to break down. It causes your body organs to break down because you're not replacing it. When you sweat, you taste salt. This heathen has the nerve to tell us that you need to have a low salt intake. But yet, hear me good, but yet our bodies is made of salt. Do you understand? I even learned through the years from just listening to the heathens how they told us that what you need is a low cholesterol diet. These people have lied to us left and right because there's good cholesterol that you need for your body. Do you understand? Many of our people don't realize even a deficiency of cholesterol can make you forget things. And it can almost cause a great disease that is affecting many people. That's why it's important that you get minerals in your body back as best as you possibly can in this polluted land. But if you fear the physicians, you'll be just like Esau. See, we had a king named Esau. He had a disease in his foot. And instead of him seeking Yahweh's natural herbs and vitamins and minerals, he went to the doctor and trusted in the physician. This is what Yahweh trying to tell us, along with the lying preachers, along with the imams that don't speak what thus said Yahweh. Yahweh is telling us in the prophet Isaiah, the 29th chapter, he's letting him know in the 13th verse, he said, your fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. So in other words, when you get ready to say you serving the Almighty, your shield is the words of Paul, is the words of Christ, is the words of Luke and John, How about Peter? Think about it. That's why we went to 1 Peter. 1 Peter lets you know that the New Testament is merely a book for slaves. A book for slaves. And the first thing they put in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 18th verse, was to fear, subjects be obedient unto your masters, servants be subject unto your masters with all fear. That's the primary word, fear. That's the action verb, fear. Me and my wife went to a bird show years ago, and the lady who was conducting the bird show, she told us something of the same thing that the slave masters did when many of the slave babies were born. She told us that when the birds were pregnant and they knew that they were going to hatch their young, they made sure they were present. They made sure that the first thing that that baby, or may I say that little bird that was born, they made sure the first thing and face they saw was their face, because they were never going to forget it. And it was almost going to be like that, that's part of mama, that white face. And in many cases, they did us like that in slavery. They made sure that that baby saw a white face to make sure that they would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this was going to be their master, that this was going to be a face engraved in your heart and psyche. And I'm telling you, that's why many of our people will not even make a decision unless they get it from a white man. Matter of fact, there was a show called Ask the White Man, because that's where our people's mentality is. Furthermore, let's see in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, furthermore, what thus said Yahweh. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Let's see. Look what thus said the Most High concerning who he is. It says in the 10th verse of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, but Yahweh is the true Elohim, right? You probably should write this down. If you've never seen this before, this is heavy. It says, but Yahweh is the true Elohim. So in other words, if he's the true Elohim, and saying he's the true one, which he is, he's telling you all the other gods are false. They're idols of silver and gold. And as we read in 2 Kings, the 17th chapter, the men had to make the gods. Okay? They had to make them. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting king. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nation shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heaven and the earth, even they shall perish from under the earth and from under these heavens. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Now, when Yahweh say heavens, what is he speaking of? Yahweh lives in the heaven of heavens, and the sky where you see the clouds, that's called the heavens. But the heaven of heavens is where Yahweh lives. He is to be feared above all gods. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of vapors in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood. For his molten image is falsehood. Did you hear that? and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Hallelujah. I praise the mighty Yahweh for his greatness, for his fear, because we find that that's what the enemies of our people, that's what they have instilled in us. So many of our people, they run to the doctor instead of you trying to get you something natural, instead of you planting your own gardens and eating the fruit of them and planting it with natural minerals in the earth like you should. And my people, I'm telling you, taking the proper minerals is the key. Getting the proper minerals back in our bodies can really change various diseases. Is that important? Let's go to 2 Chronicles, the 17th chapter. That's right, 2 Chronicles chapter 17, and see what the true and living Elohim has to say. 2 Chronicles, the 17th chapter. We're going to start reading at verse 1 and see what happened. And Jehoshaphat, his son, and as I'm reading, you can call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We'll put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, first verse of 2 Chronicles, the 17th chapter, it says, and Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa, his father, had taken. And Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto the false gods, but sought to Yahweh, his Elohim of his fathers, and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore, Yah established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance, and his heart was lifted up in the ways of Yahweh. Moreover, he took away the high places and the groves out of Judah. Hallelujah, because that's what we need. A U-Haul, a reckoning of all the false gods need to be taken away, and if not taken away, they need to be debated against because they all false. So if you know of a preacher that would like to debate me, all you got to do is give them this number. Give them this number, 404-579-7908. If he'd like to debate me on various subjects, if he'd like to debate me on who is the true Savior, who is the true Elohim, did Christ die for our sins? We could do it. Furthermore, let's look down in the 9th verse because it's going to tell us a whole lot about this great law that he's telling us to keep. It says, and they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of Yahweh with them, and went about through all the cities of Judah and taught the people. So in other words, they were teaching the laws of Yahweh. The people were learning the laws of the Most High. My goodness. This is what it says. And the fear of Yahweh fell upon all the kingdoms of the land that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. So in other words, they were scared and afraid, as all of our enemies when Yah brought us out of Egypt. because Yahweh was with us and protecting us and shielding us. And the fear fell on all of them. Now, why? Why would this fear and dread fall on the nations? Because we was learning the law. And evidently, we had to have been doing it. Hallelujah. And it's not many cases in Holy Scripture where you can find that we as a whole nation was literally obeying the laws of Yahweh. But what did it take? It took the teachings of the law, like you're hearing right now. You're hearing the teachings of the law. This is the law of Yahweh. And the Most High wanted us to know what his law stood for. And all of the righteous of our ancestors, they knew if a place was wicked, there's a word that they said to themselves in that place. And I got to show you what Abraham said in Genesis, the 20th chapter, concerning the place in which he was at. In Genesis chapter 20, this is what Abraham had to say. And you think about it. Think about where we are right now. It says in the 10th verse of Genesis 20, it says, "And Abimelech said unto Abram, What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought surely the fear of Elohim is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake." So in other words, Yahweh plagued and almost killed the king because he had took Abram's wife. He took Sarah. And don't you know, in a dream, Yah appeared unto him. And this is what he told him in the 6th verse. It says, "And Elohim said unto him in a dream, Yeah, I know that thou didst this in integrity of your heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore, suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." Hallelujah. And you notice, you see how the true and living Elohim is. He came to this king in a dream at night, and he warned him to let Abraham's wife go. My people, don't you know? The Almighty going to deliver us again. And we better be ready. We better have that fear of Elohim in us, because it's going to be a real bad journey if you're not keeping the commandments right now. If you're not fearing Elohim and keeping his commandments right now, because he's judging us right now. If you don't believe it, go to the book of Amos. Go to Amos, the 3rd chapter. See for yourself what thus said Yahweh in Amos chapter 3. This is what it reads. It says in the 1st verse, "Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up out of the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities." Hallelujah. He's going to do just that. He's going to punish us for all of your iniquities. And he's doing it now. My people, the creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in it, is telling us to fear him and keep his commandments. This is what we were born for. What good, earthly good, are we when we don't keep his commandments? Now, let me show you further about his commandments. I want you to go to the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, and I want you to see a whole nother law concerning the downfall of our people today. Because we're not doing this, and we're not teaching this. Leviticus, the 19th chapter, starting at the first verse, this is what it reads. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children or the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am holy. You shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. Well, I guess I could see why our children don't listen to us. I could see why Yahweh prophesied in Isaiah chapter 3. Let's go there right now. I could see why he said this would happen to us. Let's read it. Isaiah, the third chapter. Here's what Yahweh prophesied would happen to his people. And that's us. In the fourth verse, he said, and I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. Then it says in the 12th verse, you got to hear this, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the ways of your paths. Well, getting back to Leviticus, the 19th chapter, we can see why our children are in the conditions and being left behind as they are today, because we didn't keep this commandment. We did not keep, when it says in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the third verse, you shall fear every man his mother and father. We did not teach this, evidently, as diligent as we should. See, if we would have taught this, it would have definitely had success. And our children would have reverenced their parents. They would have reverenced their mother and father. They wouldn't lift their hand up over their fathers like they do today, or their mothers. They wouldn't lift their hand up to their elders, because they would have sense enough to honor their mother and father, and even honor the gray head. Do you understand? Where did all this go? Where did the respect and honor and the fear of our parents go? Many of the children, they're telling the parents what to do. Everything is backwards. Y'all said, children shall be your oppressors, and women rule over you. And the first person that Most High is looking at is the man. See, the fear of Elohim, one of the fears of Elohim is that you teach your children to fear you as a parent. And if you're letting them go and do whatever they want to do and say whatever they want to say and be whoever they want to be, let me tell you, my people, in this way of life, your people may not can be certain things, because you got to keep the Sabbath. You have to keep the holy days of the Most High. This ain't all about just making some money and making a living. This is about living in the commandments of the Almighty, because this whole world belongs to him. I repeat, this whole world belongs to him. the whole world's supposed to fear Elohim and keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of mankind. Ecclesiastes 12, chapter 13, verse is not just speaking to our people. This is speaking to all mankind. And Yahweh is going to judge all mankind. And how is he going to judge it? And you got to see this too. Go to Isaiah, the 13th chapter, in the remaining 9 minutes of this broadcast. Isaiah, the 13th chapter, let's see what the true and living Elohim has to say. This is what it says in Isaiah, the 13th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. This is what it reads. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world. You notice that. I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. My people, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning. We better learn to reverence him. We better learn to respect the maker thereof. Yahweh said he coming with anger. Now Yahweh has life and death in his hands. He kills and makes alive. He wounds and heals. And there's none that can deliver out of his hands. For the Almighty don't answer to no one. That's why he can lift his hands up to heaven and say, I live forever. Yahweh alone. I'm going to show you furthermore how consistent this is. Go to Isaiah chapter 66. And let's see, is Isaiah 66 going to show he's going to be in a better mood when he comes? Isaiah, the 66th chapter, the 15th verse, this is what it reads. For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. Oh, my goodness. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, said Yahweh. Hallelujah. The Most High ain't playing with us. He said he's coming with anger. See, because we provoked him to anger. For instance, go to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and see what Yahweh said about us, even unto this day. Yahweh said about us, in the 16th verse, they provoked him to jealousy with strange Elohims. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrifice unto devils, not to Elohim, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that newly came up, whom your fathers feared not. Don't nobody even know about no JC, Christ, Yahshua, Yahushua, whatever name you want to put on them. Yahweh don't know them, and our ancestors didn't know them. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art mindful, and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them. Abhorred means he hated us, y'all. But can you see why? Because of the provoking of his sons and his daughters, letting you know that he don't just have one son. Yahweh has sons and daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom there is no faith, meaning no trust. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. This is Yah talking now. Then he said, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with the foolish. And he's done just that. He done brought us to a people that is the most foolish people in the whole earth. Of people who believe that they will never see the day of Yahweh's wrath. And if you're bold enough with them, you're going to go down with them too. Do you know? Go back to Isaiah 13 in the last minute we got left and see what thus said Yahweh in the 14th verse. He said, and it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up, they shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them, because he talked Babylon, and this is the daughter of Babylon, according to the first verse of Isaiah, the 13th chapter. He said, everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them which shall not regard silver. And as far as gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb, and their eyes shall not spare children. My people, get the fear of Yahweh in you before it's too late. And it has been a blessing and a pleasure to be on this broadcast. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you on behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta. Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.